And let's see again, the Gemara told us, the Tzadar came from, oh yes, you know that Dabra Maguna Matir, Sha'arei Akam Akas Hashmeina, oh yes, why is the Dabra Maguna Matir, Shanema, Min HaBehema Atahira, Min HaBehema Asheinena Atahira. So you have eight extra letters to tell you not to be made to Dabra Maguna Matir. Comes along, so he said there are eight extra letters. Comes along, Papa, and he said, Tesha. The nine extra letters, Shanemak, Yabakha Isha Shawa Yatar, Nikolaila, Vayatar, Ashava Yatar, instead of Tame, is an extra nine letters. So, that's better. Better to bring a Pasuk of nine letters than eight letters. So why didn't Rabbi Shua Ben Levi bring this Pasuk? So in the Ben Yayada he says, because this pasuk is only a raya when you're talking to someone, a lashon nechak. It means you're addressing someone. If you're addressing someone, you should talk in a nice lashon. Yebacha, you're talking to someone with lashon nechak. When you talk to someone, you have to talk nice. The previous pasuk tells us more that even if you're not addressing anyone, just giving your writing a general description of what took place, but then also you have to write in a nice fashion. He wants to explain why Rabbi Shua Ben Levi didn't like the Papa's Pasuk. Ravina Amar Ether, Baptisar. So here, from the scene of Machais Rapapa and Ravina, it's a little harder. Why did Rapapa say nine letters and Ravina says ten? Now they're both going in the same exact Pasuk. So how come Ravina says ten letters and Rapapa says nine letters? What's the Machlaikis? He says, because we find that somewhere along the line, the Kaseiris Yaseiris, probably in this manner on Iran, we lost our Maseira and Kaseiris Yaseiris. All the letters in the Torah, we have an exact Maseira. Even they found the writings from 2,000 years ago, the Maseira of Tanakh is exact. Except, in Chaseres Yaseres. Chaseres Yaseres means when you have a chaylam, like the word tar, it could be written tes hei resh, or it could be written tes hei vav resh. With the vav is called Yaser, and without it's called Pasuk. In the time that I've been already, we find that Eilon of the key in the Chaseres Yaseres. It was a law from the Messiah of Chaser and Yaser. That's why, if you're laning, you have to say the Torah is missing a letter, but the letter is the Eif Chaser, Eif Yeser, the Chaylam written with a Vav, without a Vav, or a Shuret written with a Vav, without a Vav, you don't put away the Sefer Torah for that. You don't pass off Sefer Torah. Because this would not be key to the Chaseris Yeseris anyhow. So who says the second Sefer will be better than the first Sefer? So we have this idea that ain't only the key in the Chaseris Yeseris. So Sefer says that's why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah saseh of Ksivas Sefer Torah. We have a mitzvah saseh to write a Sefer Torah. We don't make a bracha because we're not sure that would be the kind of mitzvah properly. Because this is not the key in the Saseh of Yisraelites. So we don't make a bracha on it, actually. What? So the bracha on the Aliyah is really on the Lima Torah. The Luma that Tyra you have. So we only make it by your on a Sefer Torah. It's not really the fact that it's a Sefer Torah possible, so I'm not sure that that's not accurate in the book. But when my son sees a Sefer Torah, certainly not accurate that we don't. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I mean, how unsure are we? Maybe to write all the possibilities. They're too numerous to do that. We're unsure about just about everything except those which the Gemara darshan. Like the Gemara says the word sukkah is chaser. My darshan sukkah is chaser. So that which the Gemara says, that we're pretty much straight. With one exception. There's one thing that we do different than the Gemara. That's the word teitafos. The Tesis already addresses it. The Yishanim addresses it. The point is that we're not the key in the chaser of the Yisraelis. And it was already the time of Amirah and different Messiah on Molay and Chaser. And that's why you can have a Machlaikis in the Gemara. The Buddha said the Torah had the word Torah with a bug. And the Papa said Torah without a bug. And it's not a kasha because they never became a kasha, as he says. That was the difference between the two of them. The truth is, the kasha is the chlal, why we spend so much money on writing the Sefer Torah. If we're not the king, the Chaseris Yisraelis, so we sort of really can't, what are the odds that we're getting it right? There's so many possible Shabbosari, yes, the Kasha, that Shabbosari, yes, why do we the kind of see the same time as the flower? We're not the king, the Chaseris Yisraelis, maybe.
Come on, I'm not writing this for all
of you. Yeah, but if, mathematically, the odds you're doing it, it seems. The Mechasimah says that mistakes and chaseris yisraelis that don't change any halacha, it's not something in Gemara Darshan, are not ma'akiv in mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah. The opposite for Shabbosari, you bring the Shabbosari. Shabbosari says that mistakes and chaseris yisraelis are ma'akiv in see the Sefer Torah. It seems that some Sefer holds that way. And if a Sinner says, no, if it doesn't change pshat, it shouldn't, it really shouldn't. Shouldn't be ma'akiv, and this is how Sefer Torah says. The parents says that's why we do it. Why do we make a bracha outside of all the parents? And I'll say, Mr. Smith doesn't explain why we don't make a bracha on this. But Uncle Ponyan, this idea that we're not the king of Sefer Torah says is explains why you could have this much like this here in our Gemara. Gemara goes on, Rebecca, but Yaakov says even more. Shesh Esrei, Shenemek, Oma Niklu Boti Taru, Kibay Tar. How many extra letters are there in this pasuk? Not asking you to find out if you can count. I'm asking you to the problem. Okay, someone explain which 16 letters are extra. Ki yeh bapar ish asher lo yeh tar niklu. I'm reading the wrong pasuk. Ki ama niklu hu boti taru, Kibay Tar. We'll count 16. Which, what's the first extra word?
19.
Bilti Tarhu. Kilai Tar. So how many letters are there? So there are 19. And we'll take Tarbe. It will be 3, so 16 letters. Now explain to me, what does it say? Ki Omar Mikrahu, and that pasuk is Shaul speaking. Shaul invited his family to a suda, to Mr. Shkaidish happened to be, and David didn't show up. So Shaul said, why didn't he show up? Nikrahu, Bilti Taru, must be that he was coming. Shaul ain't full of battalion, he had only Tar. So Shaul said, Nikrahu, Bilti Taru, some didn't, David didn't come, Bilti Taru, he wasn't Tar. Kilai Tar, what's Kilai Tar? Bilti Taru, Kilai Tar. So if we would say Tameh instead, what would it say? Nikrahu, what should it say? Tamehu, Ki Tameh. No? What? Why does, explain to me, it says Bilti Tarhu, Ki Lai Tar. Now Ki Lai Tar sounds like it's extra anyway, no? Huh? Explain Bilti Tar. So it says Tameh. Why is that explained? Why is Bilti Tar, Kilai Tar? You mean? So if it says Bilti Tar, what if Kilai Tar explained more than Bilti Tar? Kilai Tar is extra anyway. No? So if Kilai Tar is extra anyway, so there aren't 16 extra letters in order to speak the Lashon Nekiyah. Because Kilai Tar is extra no matter what. No? Kilai Tar is extra anyway. So the extra words to change from Tamei to Tar are very few, just Bilti Tar. If it would say Ki Amar Mikrahu Tamei, so still, why say Kilai Tar? Why would it say Kilai Tar? He's Tamei because he's not Tar. Everybody is Tamei because they're not Tar. Either way, it seems to be. And it says Bilti Tar, explain to me what I didn't know. It says Bilti Tar, what don't I know that the word ki lo tar is telling us? So then it says that it's a geshmak of Shad, it's a beautiful Shad. It says in Rana Sada, this Gemara. It says, beautiful. A person could be Tameh, a person could be Tar. Is there anything in between Tameh and Tar? Yes. It's something called a small yai. A small yai. A small yai is somebody who went to the mikveh, but he has to wait the hell of Shemesh. Now, a small yai can eat chulin b'tayr. He's allowed to eat chulin, kidding, chachim the beis hamikdash. But he's allowed to eat chulin b'tayr once he went to the mikveh. So the tzitz says, this is taicher the pasuk. Shaul said, mikveh who built it tar. David is not tar. Listen carefully. David is not tar. Still, maybe it's a small yai. No. Ki lai tar, because he didn't go to mikveh. The extra ki lai tar is that he's not even a small yai. So he says for his filthy tar, he's not tar, he's not totally tar. Ki lai tar means that he didn't even go to mikveh, which would maybe make him a small yai. That's what Shaul would say. A, he's not tar. And secondly, he's not a small yai. Now if you would say ki lama mikveh tamehu, if you just say Tameh, then you don't have to say he's not a Tol Yai. Because if you say Tameh, you don't have to say Ki Mai Tar. Because if he's Tameh, then he's not, obviously he's not a Tol Yai. So it's beautiful. If he would have said Tameh, he wouldn't have had to explain he's also not a Tol Yai. Once he wanted to talk for Lashon Nekiyah. So he said, Bilti Tar, so that left open the possibility, why did he come? We were not even conscious. He explains, both the title plus Ki Mai Tar, he's also not a Tol Yai. Give us the book. That's right. The 60 letters includes a lot of extra and extra frames. So that's why this pasuk he holds is better than the previous circuit. And why did the others bring this pasuk? So that's pasuk. Because they'd rather bring the pasuk from Polish than a pasuk from Navi. So it's better to bring him a car from Taylor than from Kina. Tana today, Rabbi Yishma brings another pasuk. Why don't we stop the Adam B'lash and Nikiya? Problem? The Gemara says, Tanya today, Rabbi Yishma, the person should always talk in the night wash, and shall deserve calling now, God will be Isha calling my Isha. Plus, for I may have a tip for Lashon Arum, and plus, for I may have asked the first like, borrow me, Leilu, my Vayim, why does the Tzatai Gedev Bishmo need three psukim? So it says, why do I need three? Yichitay, man, in the day, I saw, but you are one of my, Tashma Vayim, that you have a Russian room, he can anyway do a bono and I'm really the alive, I mean that's supposed to be borrow me later. So that's the term of Rabbi Shmuel. So which is not a nice Russian? A Russian of? Russian of? The Tirka. The Chiva, by a woman, is not a nice Russian because it involves spreading the legs, which by a Isha is not a nice Russian. So therefore, it says Russian Maisha. That the Gemara will be Isha Vaisiv Bar Merkav, but Siv that talk of Rivka Benayi Sev, it's a God knowledge of Malin. What's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Pashuk Shat in the Kasha is, I think the way most people learned it, it's just saying, but I think the way most people learn this Gemara, the Kasha is, why does it say Rashi Rechiva, which is not a Rashi Nafi? Isn't that why you learned the Kasha? Could you learn it that way, that that's the Gemara's Kasha? Why does it say Rashi Rechiva, not a Rashi Nafi? What? Why is this spoken by a lady? It's spoken with a lady. What? Let's see in a minute. That's the problem. The Rashi already says that the Tanya says Tameh sometimes. It just says once. That's right. Filthy tar to tell us. So let's think about Kasha. It's one time it doesn't say Merka, to teach you Shasuk Lash and Nikia. But is it Shver that it says that to Kavna elsewhere? In other words, just like they come in, it could say Tommy many times. And one time it says the guitar. So the Gemara should say that it says it to Kavna plenty of times. But one time it says Maisha to tell you you shouldn't speak a Lashon Nekiah. Is that Shver? What? Over here. Not a shorter wash. But that's not what Rashi said. Okay, we'll have to see. That'll be answered as well, but that's not... The Gemara is going to ask that later. The Gemara asks that it's not a shorter wash, and right? The Gemara thinks it's the Purim of the Rechev as, right? The Gemara asks it. At this point, the Gemara didn't get into shorter wash yet. The Gemara's kasha seems to be why it loses a lashon rechiv at all. That's a push of the kasha. And let's see, even if the kasha is the way you're saying, what's the teretz? Hatzam should be a susa of the gemalim, or a fadi. There, because she's afraid, she's riding on a camel. It's, you know, riding on a camel, it's frightening. So a camel's high up, it's frightening. So therefore what? That's what you said, the question. The question was, you should say a nice lashon. You should talk in a nice lashon. That's a kavna, it's a nice lashon. You should say it's a shavna. So, what's the parents? Because she was afraid of the gemalim.
This is
telling
this
is right. What? This is right. So she was. Yeah, but why don't we use a Lashon Maisha? Why don't we use a Lashon Maisha? What? So let's say the Peshavna ala Gama.
What happened
there? It's a nice Lashon.
You ran around the camel.
You're not saying the facts. You have to learn. It says in a few of the Mepharshim, one is in the back in the Ra'im, in the small pieces, the Ra'im, the pins. And it says also in the Ben Yehuda that the Gemara's Kasha here was not from the Lashon. The Gemara's Kasha is, if writing with the love of Derek Rechiva, with the legs spread apart, is not a nice way of writing, so why does she sit on the Gemara with both legs on the same side? That's the style of the person could ride. It's interesting that Ben Yehuda writes that in Europe the minig was, Ben Yehuda was only 100 years ago, this Kedera, the Russian in Europe, that they don't spread their legs when they ride an animal. There's no cause this. They rode animals. Imagine that he's still a they rode the Derek Field. He writes why they didn't go down to like the road. But he writes in the minute of the Michel Europe is they don't spread their legs when they ride an animal. They ride with two legs on one side. So he says the Gemara's Kasha is why did Rivka ride this way? Gemara's not asking from the Lush. The Lush is Taka and Michel. The Kasha is why did Rivka Taka ride this way? The Gemara answers, Mishum Yisus to the Gemara. The Kasha, the Gemara asks, if it's not a Zayat, why did you ride? And for the Gemara, Mishum Yisus to the Gemara. Because, why didn't the Gemara say, Batesha? Because that Tirkat, it's a Sheker. That the Shad now a Gemara with Nishi sat with both legs going down on the same side of the animal. It's not true. Batekavna. She rode because of the Gemara. It's not a son of Sneer. You want to pull it off? Kashet in the back, and that goes up to the aim. And it says it also in the Ben Yehuda. And if you really want to dive into Taisvis, Taisvis says, because look in Taisvis, Dibra Makul Shaharei, halfway in, Taisvis says that Makamah Mishani Mishun the assistant to Gamma or Kahu, Alma Mishani Tadavar Mimashahu, Inlet the Derekhav. It's fair, a lie, an inaccuracy. Shum covered, you don't see them as inaccurate. So Taisa says that why did the Torah say Reichev and not Yoshevet? Because Reichev, that's a Kavda, is the truth. And the Shavna is Sheker. She didn't sit with both feet on one side. She sat with a much spread. So obviously the Gemara and the Kasha wasn't asking that it should say that she rose, but it should say a Russian, the Kia, the Shavna. That would be inaccurate. The Gemara that happened was asking why that's a Kavna. So the Gemara answers that's the Shabbos of the Gemara, that's fine. But to say that you should write a lashon which is a sheker because of lashon nekiyah, that's not true. That the shabda means something else. The shabda means sitting with both legs at the same time. What? The reason. Right. She knew that they knew that it's on certain spheres. They ride on a gomel this way. Okay. You can know, I mean, there's some other thing. No, this is already when they were coming back, but anyway, it doesn't matter. There's no certain spheres. Everyone knows. A gomel. We don't know, so we never went on a gomel. But a gomel is no certain. The Gemara has two more examples. First of all, that Tibi Yikach Moshe Sishter is Bara B'Yakiva Malachamar. The Gemara says, Hasa Mishum Vana Orchehu. But Tibi Yikach Moshe Malachamar. Hasa Mishum B'Yisusu V'Lai Malachamu. Everybody says, Mishum Sishter V'Lai Malachamu. Mishum Sishter V'Lai Malachamu. Mishum Sishter V'Lai What's a Lashon Meguna? Can I define Lashon Meguna? What makes a word not a fine word? What makes a word not fine? How do you define something that's Lashon Meguna? How do you define Lashon Nekiya? Need an explanation though. Associated with other things. I don't know if I told you. Just must have mentioned in previous years. A guy in yeshiva was once arguing the English word for Gehenna, the dirty word. And look at the word Gehenna, no one said the English word seems to be. I assume you all know the English word. Gehenna. So there was an argument. So. He decided to raise their farm. They went over to their farm. And he asked exactly. So they asked if there's some words that really don't mean anything dirty, but the way people use them, so the farm said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, there's some words that are used as curse words, but so the farm said, like what? He said, you know, he became very uncomfortable. He said, you know, some words are not fine words. So the farmer said, oh, I see. You mean words like press? He said, yeah, I mean words like press. But how do you define what's a Lashon Meguna, what's a, I mean, the Gemara should be able to define what's Lashon Meguna, what's not Lashon Meguna. Something Tamasaka wouldn't use. Okay, how does the Tamasaka know what to use? You're right, that's a way that we could do it. We could figure it out, but so what I'd like, and I really wanted to talk about it today, is Rabbi Yehuda Shari Tshuva has a piece of this Gemara. And it's a Shad Gimel Eis Reish Lamed. And I want you to learn the Rabbi Yehuda like you learn Lamedus, not like you learn the Musa Sefer, you have to sleep, you know. The Rabbi Yehuda Shver from this Gemara, at least two kashas that are fully Shver from the Gemara. You learn Rabbi Yehuda, hopefully you have a carrot to it. Shai Gimel Lai Svej Lamed. He defines the Lashon Meguna of our Gemara. And it needs a hesber because his definition seems to be problematic from the Gemara. So rather than to start it, then I'd rather that you take a look at it. And you know, this is from our Kepi Yeshiva. It's interesting, before I came up, I thought she would be longer today. I went over to the shelf to get a Shai Tshuva, there are none left in the shelf. Only Elulah could happen, that there are none left in the shelf. So, but I'm sure that there'll be some available. I like to look at it, and there should be at least two Shvarakat you have, and I hope you'll be able to answer it. At least you know what I have in mind with two, maybe three of problems with Rabbeinu Yonah. But we met there, Sunday for sure, you know, I know every, when I said yesterday I want to finish the Yom Tzeis, I feel some eyebrows raised. The reason is this Gemara is basically not Sukkim. And that's why I'd like to go through it a bit quickly. I will tell you, you should know this ahead of time, that Tosfos, Dibur HaMasel Me'eleha, we'll get there, is a very famous thing of Tosfos that many Rishonim and Achronim talk about. Mahalaka. L'maisa, I mean, it's not L'Halakha, it's not there, but in the Lumdus of the Tosfos. But I'll compare him, I'd like you to finish it, so it's Dibur Beni Yaina. Mitzvah Hashem, you should have tomorrow, but tomorrow we're not going to start, and so Sunday we'll continue. I hope this Friday there were a couple of people missing. I assume people are still going up to the mountains. This Shabbos, I assume people are not going up to the mountains. And I expect you to be here if you want for a change of faith. And those who want to go to Rebbe Kishmuz, I have no objection. And last year I encouraged everyone to go, but I know a lot of people just didn't show up. I didn't know who showed up and who didn't. But tomorrow, Friday, is a normal day of the week, and I expect at least the first day that everybody should be here. I expect to see everybody.